So Cynthia Barlow from Roadpeace, you're here at the Waterloo Roundabout for the launch of Transport for London's new road safety plan. Do you believe that there's been a real change in TfL's thinking about road safety?
Yes, I do believe that. And what encourages me most about the new plan is that there is a method in it for reviewing serious incidents, serious and fatal incidents, which is very important. Because at the moment, if somebody is killed, there will be a police investigation, quite right, because you need to know the causes. But that's not the same as how can we prevent this happening again. We need another stage that looks at how you can stop it happening again. And that will be possible in the new system, and I'm very pleased with that.
And in this part of London, we've got several high-profile junctions, including this one here at Waterloo and the Elephant and Castle, where you've been active highlighting some of the terrible stories of people who've been killed and seriously injured as pedestrians and cyclists. What are the sorts of measures that TfL can take that really will make a difference and that can be done fairly easily without huge expense? And
well, I don't think it's TfL in isolation. I do think it needs to be everybody working together, and that is possible in the new plan. They are talking about working much more with the industry, with the construction industry particularly, because it is disproportionately construction industry vehicles that are involved in the most serious collisions. And there is a way of involving the industry now in all the preventive measures that need to be taken, because that should be our priority. We don't think these things are not accidents in quotation marks. They are avoidable, preventable tragedies, and that must be our focus. How can we stop this happening?
And one of the first measures that TfL are kind of indicating as part of their new approach is the 20 mile an hour limit that has been introduced here at the Waterloo Junction. Now that's quite a change from TfL's previous attitude that nothing could get in the way of keeping the traffic flowing around the red routes of central London. Will a 20 mile an hour limit at a junction like this make much difference, do you think?
Yes, it will, because there are more and more of them, and more of the boroughs are now thinking about going over to 20 mile an hour limit. And I think once you get used to driving a vehicle at 20 miles an hour, you kind of stay at 20 miles an hour. You don't sort of suddenly accelerate and rush off. So I think it is important in the context of a lot more places also going over to 20 miles an hour. That will make a difference. But also, I think there is another attitude change going on. I mean, it's predicted that there are going to be another couple of million people in London in the foreseeable future. All of those will need homes and schools and hospitals and so on. There simply isn't space for everybody to have a car and drive themselves to work. It can't be done. We've got to plan now for a situation where there are going to be more cyclists, more pedestrians, more public transport, all of those things. The private car is already diminishing in London, and it's going to increase. There is an attitude change now.